happened? I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The initial findings on the response to the Uvalde school massacre have been released.
The report from a Texas State House investigative committee says local, state, and federal law enforcement played a part in systemic failures that led to the deaths of 21 people, 19 of them children, at Robb Elementary. 400 law enforcers responded to the scene, and those closest to the incident in the school's hallway were seen on campus surveillance video staging for more than an hour before engaging the shooter. The report relied on interviews with officers and witness accounts. So far, only one officer, Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo, has been suspended because of the response to the tragedy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new Fox News poll shows significant disapproval for President Biden.
Only 40% of registered voters polled last week approve of President Biden's job performance, a 3% drop from last month. 59% disapprove, with 93% claiming they're extremely concerned about inflation and high prices, with more than half responding that President Biden has made the economy worse. Over 70% say they've had to cut back or been affected by inflation.
Fox's Kevin Uresky, 61% of those polled disagree with the recent Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. President Biden facing more criticism for his visit to Saudi Arabia. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on ABC's This Week.
You got a family that is worth $100 billion, which crushes democracy, which treats women as third-class citizens, which murders and imprisons its opponents. And if this country believes in anything, we believe in human rights. We believe in democracy.
The president was criticized for his fist bump to the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Prince Harry will recognize Nelson Mandela at the UN Monday. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
Britain's Prince Harry will be the keynote speaker at the UN General Assembly in New York, honoring the South African leader at its annual celebration. His remarks will center around memories and the legacy of the anti-apartheid advocate who spent 27 years in prison and became the country's first black leader. Harry and his wife Meghan visited South Africa in 2019 with their son Archie on their first official tour as a family before giving up royal duties. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Maryland voters will begin choosing their next governor this week.
Republican Governor Larry Hogan has endorsed his former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz to replace him. Former President Trump is backing state lawmaker Dan Cox, who has supported 2020 election fraud claims. But whoever emerges from that Republican primary will likely immediately face underdog status in Deep Blue, Maryland. A crowded field of Democrats is running to retake the governor's mansion. That includes former Education Secretary John King and former DNC Chair and Labor Secretary Tom Perez. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Three people were shot at a bowling alley in Livermore, California last night. Fox 2 KTVU's Alyssa Harrington has the story.
Police say that a group of adults in the bar area got into an argument. One of them pulled out a gun and started shooting. Three people were shot. One of them, a 28-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene. And this happened a little bit earlier when the bar was packed with all sorts of people, including families and children. Police say there was at least one birthday party going on, but those people were in a separate area of the building.
Witnesses say the scene was chaotic. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.